Welcome to another episode of Disrupt, brought to you by Home Healthcare News and Care Academy. I'm Patrick Philbin with Home Healthcare News. Before we jump into my conversation with Todd Hope, brand president with HomeWatch Caregivers, a quick word from our sponsor. Care Academy is like the Netflix of healthcare. With more than 500 engaging classes to train, retain, and upskill care staff, Care Academy's unique platform takes your training to the next level, all while saving you time. Easy-to-use mobile classes make learning accessible anytime, anywhere, with support for multiple languages. Level up with the specialized certifications in areas from dementia to mental health. Simple compliance reporting makes your audits a breeze. Achieve cost containment using text messaging and interoperability with multiple ecosystem platforms. Visit careacademy.com to start a free trial today. HomeWatch Caregivers, the Denver-based home care franchise company, has seen steady growth over the past several years. One of the main reasons for that growth has been its determination to find expansion opportunities that fit within the company's core values. The franchisee has also put a new emphasis in training and has developed a workforce strategy committee made up of the company's franchise owners. Home Healthcare News sat down with Houghton to talk about the challenges in staffing today, the importance of compassion when recruiting and retaining employees, and much more. Without further ado, my conversation with Todd. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Disrupt. My name is Patrick Philbin, a reporter with Home Healthcare News, and I am excited to welcome Todd Houghton, brand president with HomeWatch Caregivers. Todd, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me today, Patrick.
Of course. And before we get into some more specific questions about the company, let's start with a quick introduction for our readers and our listeners. Tell us, you know, who you are, what you do in your role at HomeWatch Caregivers, and a little bit more about your company.
Absolutely. So, as you said, I'm Todd Houghton. I am the brand president for HomeWatch Caregivers. So, in my role, I'm overseeing all of our franchise operations. We have 204 territories across the U.S. and Latin America, really focused on our franchisees' growth through both profitability and top-line revenue. That's kind of what I do on a day-to-day basis with them. Been in the space for a number of years and really am passionate about what we do day in and day out and servicing the senior population with dignity at home, wherever their home might be.
Okay, great. And how did you get into the home-based care space? And how have you seen it evolve, you know, since your beginning and over the years?
And the front side things, I've been in franchising my entire life. I got into it in seventh grade with my family and have always been passionate about helping people get into business for themselves. And as my career evolved and I aged personally, I really became more passionate about the ability for the aging population to, as I said, age with dignity and in their homes, and had the opportunity to get into the home care space a number of years ago with one of the major other players out in the market space, and really saw what it was doing for that specific piece of the population in America and beyond, international as well. So I just have really stayed in it and grown my career and really have seen the space evolve tremendously. When I first got into it, it was a relatively newer concept to think about having somebody come into your home and help you with your activities of daily living and allow you to live with freedom in your own house. And so it's definitely evolved. People have become more educated around what home care is all about and how easily accessible it is. And now with more quality companies in the space, it's definitely gotten traction now, and it will continue to grow. I mean, our population is aging every day.
Definitely. You know, speaking of growth, HomeWatch Caregivers has seen some pretty steady growth over the last several years. How have you been able to put your growth strategy into practice?
Yeah, so I think there's two pieces that have really helped the growth. One is, you know, focusing on our existing franchise network and providing them the appropriate resources day in and day out to grow their business. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but one of the biggest challenges they face day in and day out is having enough staff to service the demand. So the space needs to continue to evolve and find other technology aspects that can improve those efficiencies. So that's part of what we have been focusing on. And then also, there continues to be so much white space and opportunity for new franchise units to open up across the United States and beyond. And so we've been heavily focused on that. And what ties into that also is, you know, every day more and more people desire to get into business for themselves. And our space is very passion driven. And I think, you know, people that are, you know, at the height of their career or mid-executive career really start to see like, hey, I want to get into this business for myself, and parents are aging or whatever it might be. That helps our segment and helps HomeWatch grow.
Right. What are some of the near-term growth goals the company has currently, you know, in the early stages of 2023?
Yeah. So from a unit growth, we're very focused on how we're going to, you know, fill the gaps across the country this year. And I personally have a goal to open up 30 new offices this year across the U.S. specifically. And we did 18 last year. So, you know, almost doubling what we'll do this year. And we'll look into 24, 25, and 26 doing the same type of growth. So that's from the unit growth. From existing franchisees, we've experienced for the last 5 years double-digit revenue increases across our brand. And we have that same focus for the next 5 years that we'll continue to see double-digit increases in our existing units. Excited about that. We continue to look at, you know, what are additional revenue streams for them to do that, as well as how do we continue to focus on technology to improve those efficiencies that allow them to grow as well.
Right. That does sound exciting. And when it comes to expanding franchises today, what are some of the challenges HomeWatch Caregivers is trying to overcome? What's kind of on top of mind for you and the rest of the company?
I go back and look at maybe, you know, 14, 15 years ago, there was only a dozen or so franchise companies in the home care space. And today there's over 70 franchise companies. So that's one of the biggest challenges, is there's just so many competitors out there that are franchising home care services. So that's a big obstacle. Other ones are just really nailing down that labor challenge as well, so that when new franchisees come into the space, they can get out there and hit the ground running. And then also, the world changed a few years ago, and it's getting people's mindsets back to what is life like post-COVID and getting back out and focused on their business and growing their business. So as they grow their first territory, we get them to do expansion, which will help us grow as well. But it'll continue to be a challenge as we get people's mindsets to shift a little bit back to what life might have been before 2020.
Right. That makes sense. And then just kind of, you know, jumping off challenges, I always like to ask about opportunities. So what about opportunities that are most exciting to you and the company? You mentioned technology before and just kind of some of those growth numbers. But yeah, what would you say about opportunities that you're excited about?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest opportunities I'm excited about is, I think it's a great time for innovation and a little disruption in the space, and how can technology drive that? So that's what I'm excited about, without peeling the curtain back too much. But, you know, really, it's time to evolve the space and get access to more people to have home care. And we're working on some exciting things that I'm looking forward to revealing a little bit later this year, but it's what's driving us right now for 23 and beyond.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds exciting. Shifting to staffing. It's, you know, obviously still the elephant in the room when it comes to this space. Let's start with the importance of training in home care and why that is such a focus for HomeWatch caregivers today.
Yeah. So on the training aspect, it's all about the quality of care and the delivery of care. And if the caregivers are not trained appropriately, you know, there could be safety issues or other challenges that can happen in the home and it could be damaging to the brand. So that's why we have such a strong focus on that training piece for people that are coming on board with HomeWatch. It also is a differentiator in the fact that we require our offices to provide many different classes to their caregivers before they even enter the home. And that helps us, as I said, be a differentiator for our offices. The other piece, I think, that ties into the training aspect is there's a lot of non-traditional caregivers out there, or potentially be caregivers. And so if we have the solid training program that we have, we can take the best barista at the coffee shop and turn them into a caregiver. And a lot of them are already, you know, in that that sandwich caregiving space where they go out and do their day job and they go home and are taking care of a grandparent or a parent. So we want to be able to have that best training in place to recruit them to come on board with us.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds awesome. And the last time we talked with HomeWatch, the idea of a workforce strategy committee made up of the company's franchise owners was a relatively new thing. Tell me about how that's going and what you've learned from that process.
Absolutely. So it was relatively new, and we've made great strides with that. We do have a working group of franchise owners, and I actually have a workforce strategy manager on my support team that they meet monthly and really focus on how do we be. The theme is workplace excellence. So it's all about recruiting and retention of caregivers that come into our space and into our brand specifically. We've seen tremendous improvement in our retention of caregivers as a result of this committee meeting on a monthly basis, sharing out the best practices to our entire network, and having the best caregivers out there. Conversely, on the recruiting standpoint, you know, they're the ones that have come up with the idea around this turning non-traditional people, you know, non-traditional caregivers into HomeWatch caregivers, focused on a HomeWatch caregiver certification program that certifies caregivers in the HomeWatch way. Everything from, you know, simple companion care all the way through supporting somebody who has dementia and still wants to live at home. So this group has really been innovative and a great resource for our network to bring those things to light.
Absolutely. Sounds like it. What have you found, Todd, to be the most difficult aspect of recruiting and retaining caregivers these days? And are those challenges different from, say, a year or 2 years ago?
The supply continues to be the issue. You know, just that the number of people that are in the workforce has diminished over the last 5 years. So that's one of the biggest challenges. But I think the other piece is really education. And people understanding what, you know, they want to come into the space, but they don't really know what being a caregiver is all about. They may have visions of clinical care, which in our space, no, it's companion care or personal care. Educating them is important. Getting them to understand that we'll provide them the resources to be trained and provide the best care possible, but also the fun of it, how fulfilling and rewarding it is for those people to provide dignity and care for the aging population and allowing them to live at home.
Right. Absolutely. And doing some reading before this, and I know that HomeWatch has reiterated the idea of compassion when hiring and retaining caregivers. Mm-hmm. Why is that such an important aspect of the hiring process in your words?
Well, I think the service that our caregivers provide is probably one of the most intimate things in life. The fact that, you know, they're going into somebody's home and taking care of them and, you know, making sure that they're safe and that they have great peace of mind and doing things that are very, very personal in nature sometimes. So you really have to have that compassion and empathy and wanting to provide for others. It's not the same as, you know, essentially being in a retail store and servicing customers that have all their faculties and really know what's going on in the world. It's really just so much more emotional for our people that are out there day in and day out in homes. So we start with that thought of compassion is important, skills we can teach.
Right. Absolutely. And you touched on this earlier, Todd, but I kind of wanted to circle back to it, but just the idea of technology and just kind of how it plays into recruiting and retaining. What are you guys doing to, you know, facilitate and kind of use technology when it comes to recruitment and retention?
So I think, you know, we have a couple different vehicles that we do, but it's getting creative. 10 years ago, you were still putting ads in papers or putting them on Craigslist or whatever, you know, whatever resource you have right out there. Today, you have to figure out how to get in front of people through technology. So using social media, all of the different channels that are out there in social media to get people that fit into the care provider demographic to have them see like, oh, this looks like fun. So we do a lot of, you know, fun video snippets on social media that is part of the technology driver. Simplifying the application process through technology, using, you know, applicant tracking systems that certainly improve that process. There's not the need of days going by before they get a call back on the recruitment process, which helps tremendously to shorten that window from application to hire to start types of things. And then also bringing in technology to simplify the caregiver process once they're on board with us. So the practice management platform that we use really helps them reduce the amount of time for documentation, which can take significant time, but that helps improve on the technology aspect. And then also just being able to have easier visibility to electronic care plans, communicating with family through technology. All of those things have really improved the process for a caregiver that's in the home.
Absolutely. Yeah, those are great examples. And finally, Todd, do you have any prediction for healthcare generally, or maybe, you know, home care specifically that you'd like to share, whether it's, you know, in the next 9 months or 12 months, just kind of forward thinking predictions?
The segment is going to continue to grow tremendously. I mean, there's all the programs that are being looked at from, you know, from like hospital to home programs. The acute care facilities want to reduce the amount of time that people are in the hospital. So we have a huge opportunity to take on higher acuity patients in the home, which will help us grow. And technology is just, I hate to touch on that again, but it's going to become a bigger player day in and day out. And I think in the next 9 to 12 months, we'll see a lot more AI coming into home care that will provide, you know, that feedback to practitioners to understand what's going on with their patients at home through home care being there taking care of them.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, before we go, Todd, is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation or anything that's kind of on your mind?
I think, you know, it's just an exciting time for anybody that is looking into, you know, getting into the home care space, whether it's a caregiver or whether it's somebody who's thinking of business operation. You know, we have well over 70 million baby boomers out there, and thousands of people are turning 65 every day, and we are living longer than we've ever lived before. I think the generation that is really being born today or under 10 years of age are going to live into their hundreds. And so home care is always going to be around, and the need is going to continue to grow. So I just think it's an exciting time for the space, and I can't believe how far it's come in the last 20 years. And I can't wait to see where it's going to be in the next 20 years.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an exciting time in the space. Well, great, Todd. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to sit down with us. And yeah, just again, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Disrupt. For more news and insights on the home health, home care, and hospice industries, subscribe to our daily or weekly newsletters at homehealthcarenews.com. I'm Patrick Philbin, and this has been a production of Aging Media Network, Chicago, Illinois.